Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Zelim Garfi, and I speak on behalf of NIMTI, an organization that fights against racism and racial discrimination in Tunisia. The prospects of building a cohesive and just society based on the universal principles of human rights is becoming more challenging by the day. Tunisia found itself in the midst of a humanitarian crisis following the events of February 2023, where racist sentiments and hate speech flooded social media and dominated public discourse. I want to address the effects of this incident on the Black community, including Black Tunisians and sub-Saharan migrants, who found themselves facing massive waves of racially motivated hate speech and hate crimes. This has intensified in July 2023, when the government launched a number of arrests on sub-Saharan migrants, which resulted in a massive wave of forced deportations of Black migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers to the desert border region. All the while, civil society was working under immense pressure to aid this displaced community that had limited access to basic human rights, such as healthcare, housing, access to clean water, and sanitary living conditions. It's worth noting that this community's lack of access to fundamental human rights is intensified by the lack of application of adequate laws and the creation of an effective mechanism that organizes immigration and guarantees the human rights of migrants. In the spirit of inclusion and building an egalitarian and free society, we invite the Tunisian government to develop a national strategy based on the principles of human rights to solve this migration crisis. We also call for the full application of Law 50 against racial discrimination, including the creation of the National Committee for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination entailed by said law. We also call for an open conversation with our government to find concrete and peaceful solutions for this issue. Thank you, Madam Chair.